Mutt is just that freaking stupid. Like, he doesn't actually understand what he's saying because he doesn't understand what the he's talking about. Maybe you ought to go read a book there, Mutt. Other than the Bible.
He also said that dinosaurs farted themselves into extinction.
Is it weird to reply to a video that's already a reply to an initial reply? Does that even make sense? Either way, I'm doing it because Matt Powell.
So a lot of evolutionists and atheists have been accusing me of lying and that the only book that I read is the Bible. Don't get me wrong, I love the Bible, but there are other books that I read. And they'll claim that I never have picked up a science book and that the idea that dinosaurs farted themselves into extinction, that I just made that up. And a lot of them aren't doing any research whatsoever right now. Because if they would have, they would have never responded. Because now videos like this are going to hit the internet and they're going to be very upset. It's true that evolution theory does teach that dinosaurs farted themselves into extinction. There is an entire scientific paper about how certain of the sauropods farted to a point where it warmed the environment, and then they died from the global warming. And so I actually have here the book that talks about, one of the books that talks about how dinosaurs gassed themselves into extinction. And it's known as The Prehistoric World, the Young Oxford Book of the Prehistoric World. You can get this book online. You can purchase it and have it delivered to your home, and you can see exactly where they say that dinosaurs farted themselves into extinction.
Maybe you ought to go read a book there, Mutt. Other than the Bible.
That might require reading a second book. I don't think Matt Powell is willing to do that.
Maybe if you read an actual science book and you understood what science was and what it says, maybe you wouldn't be such an utter f***ing moron. Give it a shot!
So here on page 115 of the book, it says, and I quote, "The dinosaurs killed themselves off with their own flatulence, wind. The methane they produced caused the Earth's atmospheric temperature to warm up, creating a sort of greenhouse effect. This might have increased global warming to a point where dinosaurs could not stand the heat." I mean, this is literally in a science book. And this is an older science book. I mean, this theory has been around for a long time that dinosaurs actually farted themselves to death, that they farted to a point where it warmed the environment. And even in the scientific paper, which they seem to have a hard time understanding, it literally says that dinosaurs farted to a point where it warmed the environment, and then they say in the paper, for example, there were certain creatures that died from global warming. So literally what they were implying is that these dinosaurs farted themselves into extinction and that these other creatures had died from global warming. There are thousands of people on the internet that claim that dinosaurs farted themselves to death. This is not a straw man argument. This is not something that I just made up. This is a real opinion that these atheists have.
And I think what bothers me most is that he presents himself as an expert with that dramatic music playing in the background and that definitive tone of voice. Guess what? There isn't just one book you should read. I've even heard of things called libraries that have a couple of books. Several, even. And as the years go by, a friendship will never die. Powell doesn't understand that. So he makes up his own definition of how evolution works in a way that no evolutionary biologist would ever accept, then doubles down on his own misunderstanding.
He just keeps doubling down on this ridiculous misinterpretation